Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media, the king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about a new friend that we have on the show today, folks. Brian Marcel is here. Brian is a very important person. He's an international business person, a leader, a thought leader, the founder and the chairman of the International Barcode System Group. Barcoding. You know what? You know what I'm talking about. Barcoding. This guy took barcoding to a part of the world that desperately needed it, to other parts of the world, especially Eastern Central Europe, when they opened up. And he's here to talk to us about that and some other things, some new ways of doing business that you and I are going to have to get comfortable with. He's the author of a new book called Raise the Bar, Change the Game, a successful primer for budding entrepreneurs who want to change the world. Brian Marcel, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. Nice to be with you.
And you're joining us from Mallorca, and I appreciate you taking the time to be there, be with us in the middle of that conference. Hey, Brian, I want you to take a moment and just review for us the concept of barcoding. I mean, I know a lot of people will say, well, duh, but I think a lot of people probably take barcoding for granted. They don't really think about it much, and it's still important, and I want you to talk to us just a little bit about it and how you think it's changed things.
Well, you know, for barcodes, you have to go back into the mid-70s for really the first one that was being used commercially. And it was developed in response to the retailers in the States who wanted some methodology to reduce the queuing time and check inventory at the supermarket. And it soon caught on when the first barcode, what we call symbology, was developed. And the scanning stores happened, I think, in Oregon was the first store in the States.
Mm-hmm.
And it came over to Europe about 4 or 5 years later. And before you knew it, just about every product had a barcode on it, much to the distaste of marketing people who thought it defaced,
right,
defaced the product. And they wanted to do that.
It cluttered up their packaging design, didn't it?
Certainly did. Certainly did. But I think they got it, as you say, it's ubiquitous these days, so they've all got over that, I think. We had some really cookie designs where they tried to make the barcode look like part of the product or something.
Right.
So that messed up all the checkout people who couldn't see where the barcode
was. But that really helped with the supply chain. And I'll tell you something, Brian, I think that one technology went a long way toward helping with just-in-time inventory, which a lot of people, you know, if they don't remember, a lot of recessions were caused because the supply chain got bollocksed up with a lot of inventory. People didn't realize where all their stuff was. Before you know it, we'd made too much stuff. By the time we stopped making it, it was already too late. We already had a whole bunch of stuff in the marketplace, and it caused a recession. The barcode, being able to keep up with all of our inventory, the way barcoding and RFID and QR codes and then something else we're going to talk about in a minute, that's helping to prevent unstable economies, isn't it?
Yes, it is, because you're basically able to track things every time they move. So your supply chain becomes more efficient. The barcode itself is being standardized, so anybody can understand who's taking the product into their warehouse or whatever,
mm-hmm.
what's actually, say, in the product, on the pallet or in the case or what have you, just by running a scanner over it. So it's hugely efficient. It's just amazing. And the good thing is, as there are standards, anybody in the world knows what there is and can track things. You know, and the other good thing about barcoding is it's all open source. It's all in the public. You know, anybody, you don't have to pay a license or anything like that to use the barcode. And that's why it's able to grow, because people have been able to develop software on it and obviously deploy fantastic solutions.
Right. Exactly.
Change the world.
Hold on to that thought, folks. We're going to take this to the next level. When we come back, we're going to take what Brian Marcel knows about barcoding. And of course, you know, we had RFID, radio frequency identification. Then we've had QR code. Well, the next thing in that chain of technologies is something that has chain in the word, blockchain. And Brian Marcel has become an expert in blockchain, and we're trying to become that, aren't we, folks? I'm going to do my best, and we'll be right back with Brian Marcel to talk some more about how you and I can get better in our small business. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.